From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a deadly blast at a Pakistani mosque. Authorities in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque Friday, killing at least 58 worshippers, wounding many more. Ayaz Gul has details.
Pakistani police say the bomb went off in a central mosque for the minority Shiite community in Shikarpur, around 470 kilometers north of Karachi, when hundreds of worshippers were busy offering Friday prayers. Rescue workers say a portion of the building collapsed because of the intense explosion, trapping many of the victims under the rubble. This was the second attack against a Shiite place of worship in Pakistan this month. A splinter faction of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, called Jundullah, has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly assault. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Iraqi Kurdish forces have repelled a major attack by the Islamic State fighters in Kirkuk province. Authorities are saying that Brigadier General Shirko Fayed and his five Kurdish fighters were killed in the clashes near the city of Kirkuk. Elsewhere in Iraq, on Friday, security officials say twin bombings in a crowded marketplace in the capital Baghdad killed at least 8 people, wounded 20 others. Officials say at least 4 other people were killed in violence that happened near the city of Samarra. Negotiations with the Islamic State militants is an attempt to save the lives of Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot are at an apparent standstill today. Militants had threatened to kill the two if Jordan did not release an Iraqi woman who was on death row for her role in a deadly 2005 bombing in Amman. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have charged a third American citizen in connection with last month's attempted coup in Gambia. 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country. On Thursday, another U.S. citizen pleaded guilty to charges related to the attempt of the overthrow of the president, Yahya Jammeh's government. African Union called Friday for a regional five-nation force, 7,500 troops, to defeat the rise of Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. Call for collective action came as leaders of the 54-member bloc opened their two-day annual summit in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. U.S. Secretary of State, U.N. Secretary General, that is, Ban Ki-moon, spoke to the assembled leaders.
In Nigeria and beyond, we are all appalled by the brutality of Boko Haram, which poses a clear danger to national, regional, and international peace and security.
Boko Haram's five-year Islamic uprising has killed about 10,000, displaced 1 million. Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. Ukrainian authorities say 7 civilians were killed Friday by rebels shelling the government-held town of Davutseva, a rail junction that connects two rebel centers. Witnesses say Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian rebels exchanged tank and artillery fire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Ukraine next week to show U.S. support for the government as Ukrainian troops are fighting those pro-Russian separatists in the east of the country. State Department spokesperson Jennifer Psaki.
He was in Ukraine about a year ago. Obviously, we remain steadfast supporters of Ukraine. We've provided them a range of security assistance, a range of economic assistance. I expect he'll talk with them about the progress they've made and need to continue to make over the coming months. He'll meet, as I mentioned, with a range of officials and also talk about how we can continue to work together to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
And there's been speculation that Secretary Kerry might travel to Moscow during the trip, becoming the most senior U.S. official to visit Russia since the start of the Ukraine crisis last year. Greece's new left-wing government was in open dispute on Friday with its European bailout creditors, saying it will not negotiate with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund on the country's bailout conditions, and they also rejected new loan offers for February. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.